I'm Katie Piedra, and you're listening to The Sound of Stuff. In this podcast, I take my sound design to a different level than I typically do, and attempt to make music based on certain instruments or concepts. Now, this has been my most challenging project yet, as it's the last one, and I wanted to make it the hardest for myself. And when I randomized to get the random music or concept, I got music itself as the random object. Like, I got an MP3 player, and I don't think I can really emulate an MP3 player, but I can certainly emulate music. And I thought that was really fitting, considering literally what I do in this podcast is make music, so I took advantage of that. Also, I wanted to take on a different genre this time, and so I chose rap. Well, kind of. I guess it's pitch rap, but it's technically not singing either, so you make of that what you will. At first, I tried to mix two separate songs together, as to make the music part more challenging. But it didn't exactly work out. So instead, after several weeks of frustration, I took on just one song, but I challenged myself to make it the most complex one yet. So in order to challenge myself as far as the random object, the genre, and the actual song, I chose Clout Cobain by Denzel Curry. The decision was inspired a lot by a friend of mine, but also I really just liked the song and thought it would be a difficult project to take on. Now, there is a section of this song that is unpitched, so I decided to bring in a friend of mine, Josh Appleton, to record 16 original bars for the actual song, which only added one more troublesome concept to the song. I also got his opinion on the actual track, since he produces beats of his own, but we'll talk about that later. And so, without further ado, I present to you Clout Cobain by Denzel Curry, arranged by myself. Enjoy.
Story. I don't like school cause that gets boring. I go to the bathroom every other period and rip a fat cloud, but it's cool cause I zero it. Some teachers don't let me leave, so instead I rip my jewel from my sleeve. I'ma do what I gotta do to get my nicotine. It don't really matter to me that I'm only 16. Go home, more clouds on my Snapchat. Left a pot in the trash and my dad's mad. Just say, shut up, dad, and then I go to my room, cause when I yell at my parents, man, I feel pretty cool. I can quit jeweling whenever I want to. Once I finish this pot, then I'm done, dude. Said that last time, then I bought another one. Man, I'm getting frustrated, look what the drugs have done. Thank you.
And that was my cover of Denzel Curry's Clout Cobain. So in order to make this song, I actually had to use 8 separate tracks in Adobe Audition, which was quite the task to take on, because usually I can just get away with 4 or 5 tracks and kind of meld multiple parts of each song together in each track. But because this song was so complicated to begin with, I ended up having to use 8 separate tracks and keeping each part of the song separate. So I couldn't just do the counter melody and the melody in the same track, for example. I had to have them in separate tracks. Honestly, it was quite a pain, but I also wanted to keep each section of itself true to itself. Additionally, I wanted to keep each note individual rather than merging them together like I usually do as I go on. So in turn, there were 8 tracks. 1 was for the main melody. 1 for the counter melody. 3 tracks layered together for the chord progression. 1 for the bass drum. And the last 2 tracks are pretty interesting. So one of them I used for a snare drum, but I also used it for a can opening effect, because in the song, I'm not exactly sure what it is that Denzel's trying to simulate. I'm thinking it's one of 2 things, if I had to guess. But there's a certain sound effect that I'll play for you here that either sounds like maybe a jar of pills rattling or a can opening, like a beer can opening or something like that. And I can only describe that sound as kind of jolting, and I wanted to include it. I didn't want to just leave it out, and it made sense to put it with the snare drum, so I left it with that. And lastly, the final track, which is the most interesting one to me, I used for intentional distortion. So I've never used intentional distortion in any of my pieces before, but it seemed so fitting for this one because of how much the bass vibrates in the original piece. Like, again, I'm kind of going back to a few moments I've had with my friends and with myself just sitting in like a car. The friend that inspired this, he has an enhanced subwoofer in his car, and it rattles his little Hyundai. And it's the funniest thing ever. So I wanted to keep that in, but I can't exactly make my song rattle your car. So I decided to include distortion for that reason. Creating all 8 tracks was definitely a bit of work. It took quite a few weeks. However, aside from the time consumption, the actual creation of the melody, the counter melody, and the chord progression wasn't too difficult, thanks to the internet. I was able to look up a lot of what I needed. Despite this, though, it was still quite a task, because every single sound in this piece had to be recorded by me.